JW Mobile.
KB4CBA.
EAW4DJW. On my way.
Hey, well, if you don't mind, just pull in the driveway and walk around the left side of the house, and you'll see me. I'll be up here on the deck behind the house.
I turn in the subdivision. Do I take a left or a right, or what do I do when I turn in the subdivision?
Keep going straight. Follow the road. But you don't have to turn off of that road. We live on Pheasant Ridge Drive, and we're number 111, so we're on the left. We're the 10th house on the left.
I might have sent out a point while you were saying that. So I don't turn. I just come in and go straight. I go straight till the dead ends into Pleasant Ridge, and then I turn left or right.
You don't have to turn off Pheasant Ridge. Our house is number 10. It's the 10th house on the left. It's number 111.
Oh, okay. All right. So just go in there and start counting houses. Get it when I get to 111. 111. That's the same house number we had when we moved from Clemson to Greenville. 111.
When we first moved here, we were getting mail from 411 Pheasant Ridge Drive, and there is an 11, but it's up the street, of course, and it was going to a person there that, you know, had medical needs, and so we finally got it straightened out, but they kept wanting to send it to us for some reason.
We get a new mail carrier, and they're not as good as the old mail carrier, and we get each other's mail a lot and have to take the mail over to the other person's house in our neighborhood. I don't know why.
That's what I was doing, just walking it up the street. You know, anytime there's a cross street, your numbers jump 100, so there's a street right, or I think his house is right before that street, so, but it may not be, I can't remember, heck. But anyway, you've been here before, haven't you?
Not that long ago. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm on Rutherford, about to come up on Target at Wade Hampton, and then I'll head east toward Greenville once I get on Wade Hampton till I get to the place I used to get my oil changed all the time, Jiffy Lube, Rutherford, and then I'll make that arc around through there. So it shouldn't take me long.
Well, once you get on Rutherford, you just come around that curve and you'll start up the incline, and our subdivisions, the entrance is of course it's there, but there's really no signage right on the road. I wish they would move the signage forward, so you gotta really be looking for it, but you'll make a right into Pheasant Ridge and just go straight, and you'll find our house at 111.
I put you into that neighborhood one time before. I don't know where we were before, but I think I followed you over there, and maybe I was following Steve. I don't remember. I remember following somebody. I didn't have to think much about it.
Oh, me. Well, I came out here, and I have a trailer back here, and I've got it covered up with a tarp, and I'll be doggone, it, somehow it got blown up, the back of it got blown up, and it was raining, and, it filled up a huge area of the tarp with water, and I had a time lifting that thing up because it was so heavy, and I don't know, several gallons, and you know, every gallon weighs 8 pounds, so adds up in a hurry. But anyway, but I just want to, this antenna's hung on something up there, and I just want to get back and forth with it, and I need somebody to pull it back. I'm pulling it for, you know, and then I'll pull it the other way. Hopefully it'll let go.
I spent all day in my backyard trying to get a wire to go over a specific limb the way I wanted it to exactly. Shooting it, pulling on it, shooting it into the wind, you know, just all kinds of things. Getting it tangled up, having to get it untangled. I know how that goes. You can blow a whole day on just doing that if you're not careful.
Well, you know, it's up there, but I can't tune. I used to could tune 80 meters with my radio and with the same antenna, but it seems like...
on your handheld and find a spot where it gets good again, because you walked out from wherever you had a really good signal before. It was full scale, full quieting, and hold the repeater up the whole time, and as you were walking around it was degrading quickly, and that's why I'm talking for a little while, to give you time to look at the signal while I'm talking, to find your X again, W4DJW.
Well, your transmission was pretty noisy then. I tell you, Wade Hampton has its spots, especially when you get up there, around that fire station and the car wash and toward Wade Hampton High School all the way to 291. It's just awful. Sometimes I can stop at that traffic light there that, you know, if you turn right there, that QT, anyway, if you get stopped by that light, I actually stopped and couldn't even key up the repeater.
Where the Fox is, I'm at the bottom of that hill where the Silver Fox used to be. It's just an open parking lot now, but I'm at the bottom of that hill, so there is dirt between me and the repeater.
Big chunk of dirt called Paris Mountain.
It's also down there where the Silver Fox used to be, is at the bottom of a hill where the northwest portion going up to Caesar's Head is just hill. It's just blinding the signal coming out of here. So it's got to go around that hill, hit something, and then bounce up to Caesar's Head.
I don't remember the Silver. I mean, I remember the name Silver Fox, but obviously I've never been there. I don't remember exactly where it was on Wade Hampton.
New Sphinx gas station. After you pass the Suzuki, if you're going from Greenville to Greer, and you go past the Suzuki place on the left, you go down to the bottom of that hill. That's where the silver fox was, at the bottom of that hill. There's a Sphinx on the same side of Wade Hampton, but the opposite side of the side road, right there. You remember? You know what I'm talking about now?
Exactly what you're talking about. Because, you know, of course, that's the way I go to Greer if I need something from Greer area. But anyway, I didn't realize you lived in Greer. I thought you lived in Taylor's. I don't know why I had that in my mind.
It's, well, if you draw a horizontal line through Lake Cunningham and a vertical line through Lake Robinson, where they intersect is where I live.
Along the lake.
My intersect is about a mile away from the lake.
Oh, me. Yeah, when I was a minister, a music minister down in Charleston, and we were down there 2.5 years, and of course, you know, they have several marinas, but the main one, I can't even think of the name of it, but the one in Charleston there, we had church members that actually lived on their boat. That was their house. They didn't own a house. And so, you know, I don't know what they did during the storm, if they went to a friend's place or what, or, you know, drove up to Columbia. I don't know. But it was really interesting. And then the end of James Island I lived on was really closer to John's Island, and it was just about, I don't know, a mile and a half or so. And I remember the name of that docking area. It was called the Buzzard's Roost. And I always thought it was a funny name. Just come around the left side of the house, and you'll see me here on the deck.
KB4DJW clear.
KB4CBA clear.